This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Perry Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board has removed some of the more controversial requirements contained in its proposed rewrite of town zoning laws to regulate short-term rentals. The board dropped the requirement that property owners offering short-term rentals to reside at the property for a minimum of 160 days a year. In place of the 160-day rule, the town would require those who wish to offer short-term rental accommodations to provide proof that the rental property is their primary residence. The change was approved by the board at a special board public session August 12th and announced by board member Michael Richardson at the town board meeting August 15th. Richardson said there may be as many as 76 short-term rentals, like those marketed online by Airbnb, operating in the town of Chatham, although he cautioned that the actual number might be slightly different. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Winkle's Bakery, located on West Bridge Street in Catskill, was closed August 22nd following a break-in. A sign on the bakery's front door read, quote, "Our shop was broken into last night. We will be closed for the day. We will reopen tomorrow, August 23rd at 8 a.m. unquote. Eric Delage has owned the business with his wife, Michelle, for 2 years. Delage said this was their second break-in. During the first burglary, cash was taken. This week, the thief jimmied the back door to gain entry and stole the iPad Delage uses for credit card transactions, he said. Delage is unaware of any other recent burglaries, but he said someone did steal a Bluetooth speaker from in front of Spike's record store in Main Street in broad daylight not too long ago. A spokesperson for the Catskill Police Department could not be reached for comment. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM that the Route 66 bridge over Klein Kill Creek in Ghent has been reopened earlier than planned and in time for the Columbia County Fair. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held August 23rd. The bridge is undergoing a major renovation, including the total replacement of the bridge deck and approach slabs, bearings, and bridge rails, as well as minor steel and substructure repairs. The entire $1.4 million project is expected to be completed in the fall. The 179th Columbia County Fair will be held August 28th through Labor Day, September 2nd, at the Chatham Fairgrounds. John Campbell is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle that county governments statewide are concerned about their ability to pay for early voting sites after being informed that nearly $8 million in state funding was not coming through. The State Board of Elections sounded the alarm August 23rd, warning county election officials that the state's Division of Budget said it was only approving about $2.2 million of the $10 million pot of funding, just enough to cover only 145 early voting sites statewide. However, Governor Andrew Cuomo's office said it will still approve the early voting funding in full, perhaps as soon as next week. The state's brand new early voting system requires individual counties to open polling sites 9 days before the November 5th general election to provide voters with more time to cast their ballots. Cuomo and state lawmakers approved $24 million in funding in the state budget this year to help counties implement the system, including $14 million for electric poll books and other infrastructure, as well as $10 million to open and staff the early voting sites. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you heard here. And for recordings of local town meetings and complete listings of community events in the WGXC community calendar, wgxc.org.